Hi folks, Sean and Nigel here. While we're on break this week, we'd like to recommend a show we think you should listen to, and that show is The Children of Room 56 by Alex Abrahams from the Listless Network. Children of Room 56 is about a town called Spiritsford, where the lakes have teeth, the walls have eyes. There's a hotel for ghosts in the woods. Sam Moss and her tight-knit group of friends have been investigating the mysteries of Spiritsford since they were children, and they enjoy it, until one of their own goes missing. Chip Romero has disappeared. And Sam is determined to find him, but the supernatural creatures of the town are getting incredibly malicious, and Sam's chances of actually finding her friends seem near impossible. What you're about to hear is their mini-episode Welcome to Spiritsford, in which we are introduced to the town and our cast of characters. If you like found family stories featuring an all-queer cast of characters, and horror mysteries, The Children of Room 56 is the show for you. You can find them on all social media at Room56Pod, and you can support their Ko-Fi at The Children of Room 56. And now, on with the episode.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Oh, my name is Stephanie Wright. I work with the mayor's office here in Spiritsford, introducing new residents like yourself to this weird and wonderful town. We don't get a lot of newcomers, seeing as the town, by nature, is quite hard to find. So I thought it'd be worth meeting people as they enter to help you figure out what you can expect from life here in Spiritsford. I don't know how you found your way through the gates, but I am so glad that you are here. It's always such a joy to have new neighbors. Oh, that sounds a bit cultish, doesn't it? I assure you, there are no active cults in the area, as of last month. You look a little overwhelmed, dear. Completely understandable, of course. I would be too if I was ushered into the town hall by the local authorities, right after I passed through the gates. I'll be having a word with them. Anyways. Oh, the gates. My first piece of advice to you is to avoid them. Completely, if you can help it. I suppose there is no way to put this lightly. Better just come out with it, I suppose. The town is sentient. Apparently, that can come as a bit of a shock to some people. I had no idea, honestly. I've lived here all my life. Spiritsford, born and raised. But anyways, the town is sentient, and it's not a fan of people messing around with the gates. I'd rather not get into it right now, but you're of course welcome to stop by after we figure out your arrangements if you're desperate to learn more. I'm ever the champion of the pursuit of knowledge. However, in that vein, there is a limit that you can reach with the town before things begin to get scary. I'd encourage you to use your head and you should be fine. That all sounds rather frightening, doesn't it? I do apologize, but I like to get my safety warnings out of the way. I think I've scared you enough, though. Let's move on to the nitty-gritty and then the exciting details of your new life. Of course, I can't possibly fit every single little exciting detail about the nature of Spiritsford into one conversation, so here's a bit of an overview. Being so isolated means we're completely self-contained and sustainable. That stems from our economics to produce and everything in between. Spiritsford also boasts education all the way through university, all completely free. After all, there's really no use in going broke over an education, don't you think? We also have several restaurants, a bar, and a charming little cafe just around the corner. The local farms and tradespeople stock the grocery store, although we do get semi-regular shipments from out of town. Oh, it's rather complicated, but we do have several citizens who can come and go as they please, as well as delivery drivers and our beloved postperson, Killian Alabaster. That means if you're truly needing to contact people from before you were called here, you could probably arrange it. I have several friends who keep in contact with their families out of town who could show you the ropes if you're interested. It's not the easiest thing to do, but with a bit of determination and elbow grease, we can certainly sort that out for you. What else? You'd think I'd have this written down, but no. I'm quite busy. I wear a lot of hats. Not literally, I'm not a hat person, but figuratively. Obviously, I work with the mayor's office, seeing as I'm here with you. But I also run the PTA at Spiritsford Secondary, where my child Aster goes, all on top of being a senior necromancer. You don't really have widely known necromancers outside of Spiritsford, do you? How dull. Well, anyways, I am a necromancer. Nothing to be alarmed about, I assure you. I help keep the town's dearly departed going where they need to be. It's quite fun, actually. Now, let's see. Oh, how could I forget? Housing. We can't expect you to live out of your car. I can connect you to Lee over at Spirits for Construction so we can get you a house built. In a town our size, we don't really have excess housing, seeing as the large majority of the families here have been living in Spiritsford for decades. In the meantime, we can get you set up in the hotel. There will definitely be room since we don't exactly get out-of-towners. As you can guess, tourism is not our forte. Although we do have a bustling vacation scene as folks trade out houses in order to get a change of pace on a regular basis. I actually vacationed to the south side of town with my boyfriend Rick just last weekend for our 6-year anniversary. It was so lovely. We stayed in one of the old family homes with a beautiful view of the lake, and darling, when I tell you that the sunset views on Tooth Lake are to die for, I mean it. Necromancer's word. I kid, of course. The setting sun on the canines and molars is quite beautiful, but not worth a trip to the ghost hotel. Speaking of the ghost hotel, I do ask that you do your best to avoid the woods, at least until you're more accustomed to the town's unusual tendencies. While the woods are quite beautiful, they're also hard to navigate unless you really know where you're going. I heard from my dear friend Shannon Ambrose that her child Jordan had climbed up a lighthouse that appeared just last week by trekking through the woods. It was only there for a day, which honestly is a shame, but that part of the woods tends to change on a whim. Sometimes it's a beautiful mountain range, sometimes a beach, sometimes endless rolling fields. It's honestly a bit of a grab bag, but it does make facilitating playdates for the younger children a lot easier, seeing as there's always something new to explore. That genuinely might be one of my favorite things about the town. It can be so easy to slip into a dangerous spiral if you think too hard about being stuck here, so a change of scenery is always welcome. Full transparency, darling. I don't like to spend too much time pondering it. I keep myself busy, but things can get hard sometimes. That's why it's important to reach out to others for support. It's cheesy, but you're never truly alone in Spiritsford. Whether it be your friends and neighbors or the eyes in the walls, there's always someone or something there to keep you company. I've been working on the side to increase the amount of mental health support we have in town, but for some reason, therapists don't stick around for long. Oh, apologies, darling. I had a late night last night with a particularly upset spirit, and it appears to be catching up to me. Where was I? The woods, I suppose. I spend a majority of my time there, seeing as that's where the ghost hotel is, as well as where we conduct ghost collection. Oh, don't worry about that. We operate best without an audience. Although, that didn't stop people from poking around anyways. The amount of times I had to confront Jamie Myrtle about his unneeded presence was practically ridiculous, darling. Thankfully for us, his ex-spouse Dr. Pierce included, he's no longer around to mess about. Oh, Dr. Hyacinth Pierce works at Spiritsford Hospital, which is just up the road a bit for whenever you need your checkups or if you get into a scrape. Hyacinth also happens to be one of my closest friends. We met while I was adopting Aster with my ex, Doug. They were in charge of Aster's recovery after their parents' tragic passing, and they treated us with such kindness. I truly owe them everything. Of course, they like to remind me of that whenever I run out of their favorite tea at our bi-weekly brunches. I'm sure you'll see them or any of the other doctors around sooner than later. Oh, my apologies, dear. I need to take this. Hello, this is Stephanie. Hello, darling. Oh, dear. I swear on the tooth pair. Okay, I'll be there ASAP. Love you. See you soon. Bye. Mwah. Darling, I'm so sorry, but I really do have to dash. There's been an accident, and I need to go. Necromancy awaits. I'll have Rose up at the front desk help you from here. Thank you so much, and I hope you settle in well. Welcome to Spiritsford, and goodbye.
The Children of Room 56 is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. This episode was written by Chloe Peterson and directed by Alex Abrahams and Chloe Peterson. It was edited by Stoker Leopold, with theme music composed by Jordan Hendrickson and art by Samantha Cook. The script editors for this episode were Gray Kilgour and Alex Abrahams. In today's bonus episode, you heard the voice of
Chloe Peterson as Stephanie Wright.
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Tumblr at Room56Pod, and you can email us at thechildrenofroom56@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it.